The Planet Rock Podcast with SkyTalk. Find a SkyTalk pack to suit you with inclusive calls to UK mobiles. Search SkyTalk.
Hello, I'm Paul Anthony, back with another Planet Rock podcast with Sky Talk. As usual, we got tons of great interviews and rock chat from our presenters and guests, including the wonderful Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters. Also on today's podcast, we got all the usual suspects.
What?
It's rock god Alice Cooper. We think news of the podcast may have finally reached him.
Where are these chicks coming from?
Those hairy bikers are here, full of confidence as normal.
I won't. Back down.
Don't worry, the singing is kept to a minimum. And Meatloaf tells us about his life before music, where he was an actor.
In New York and did Shakespeare in the Park.
Plus, Led Zeppelin's Jimmy Page explains how the band's release of Sunshine Woman was achieved, despite there being no master tapes in existence.
Just one person had a recording of it off the radio.
And finally,
pay attention.
Our friend Danny Bowes from Thunder is here.
I'm not your mate, but thanks anyway.
But before all of that, it's Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters. Planet Rock caught up with them before the release of their last album, Sound City, and Dave responded to Gene Simmons' claim that rock is dead. It was murdered by file sharing.
I think the point he was trying to make was that the business side of rock music is no longer what it used to be when Kiss was hugely famous. He's right, he's absolutely right. But I disagree that that should be the main motivator to pick up a guitar and write a song with the kid that lives down the block. Like, that's just me. I get what he's saying, but I mean, come on. Like, you know, I know that when we go play somewhere like South America and play a song like Best of You or My Hero, there's like 85,000 people singing every word of that song. So that, to me, means something. Like, wow, okay, well, it's still, something's still out there. We do these bigger projects and things that we sort of give out to the world. But as a band, I still feel like when we get into a room and we play, it's still like just these guys in a little room coming up with music, you know? And that's what has made it last for so long, because we do take all the other stuff into consideration, but it's not necessarily the most important thing.
Yeah. By the way, I grew up file sharing too, because we all had cassette decks and they'd play whole albums on the radio and all
Pat's
trade
Rat
them.
Summer Mix.
Yeah, come on.
One That's of the awesome. Most embarrassing things I ever did was tell Jimmy Page that I thought Led Zeppelin 1 and 2 were the same album because someone had given me a cassette. Yeah. He looked at me as if to say, "You did what?" And I was like,
well, don't you remember
those
bumper stickers that said home taping is killing the record industry? And then someone made the one that said home f***ing is killing the prostitution industry?
Well, what it made me do was figure out what bands and what records I really liked, and then I would become a fan of that band, and I'd eventually buy their
record.
And
then you buy the record.
Yeah, it's similar kind of to bootleg. Right?
But if they're not playing it all over the radio, how are you going to get to know what it is unless you share with your friends? Yeah. Gene Simmons hates sharing? Yeah.
Well,
my 4-year-old shares better than him.
I can 100%.
I don't think he's a good sharer.
I don't think he is.
And now it's the man who dies on stage several times a show. Nights with Alice Cooper, only on Planet Rock.
In the morning you go gunning for the man who stole your water, and you fight till he is dawning, but they catch you at the border, and the mourners are all singing as they drag you by your feet, but the
That was Do It Again by Steely Dan. Here's some trivia on the band. When Steely Dan broke up in 1981, what did Walter Becker do to reinvent himself? He moved to Maui, became an avocado farmer, because that's where all the good songs were. What? Becker and Donald Fagen met in 1967 when they formed the band together, but in 1981 they split and Walter moved his family to Hawaii. Well, since then they've been back together. They've been out touring. Those two guys made some of the great records of all time. They were sort of the band that if you were good enough to play with them, that you had to be a great, great player to play in that band.
Baby used to stay out all night long. She made me cry, you know she done me wrong. She held my eyes on
was Rod Stewart covering It's All Over Now. That was written in 1964 by Bobby Womack, and it ended up becoming the first number one hit for the Stones when they covered it. And Womack sure dug those royalty checks, had no idea that those songs were going to be covered by British bands. He kind of fell right into that. When the British put out their albums, they all went to the American blues writers. So people like Willie Dixon, Howlin' Wolf, and Muddy Waters were making money. Going, where are these checks coming from? Well, Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones and the Animals and the Yardbirds and every other band that was selling millions of records were doing their songs. And they had no idea why they were making all this money. When we lived with the Chambers Brothers, there was an old blues guy that lived upstairs called Long Gone Miles. Hello, this is Long Gone Miles, and this is the Long Gone Miles Blues Hour. He was great. He'd get through half of the show and he'd go upstairs and he'd be laying on his bed, passed out with a bottle of gin. Good old days.
The Hairy Bikers.
And the Hairy Rock Show.
Planet Rock.
Planet Rock.
That was Kiss, Crazy, Crazy Nights. We've had a few of them, haven't we, son?
We have. We like them. They're good.
What was the craziest night I think we ever had? It was when we were in that forest with lobsters. Do you remember? We did. We went to this party. It was like a barbecue. We're in this tent, and it was absolutely bogging with rain. And we went, you know, it's like a communal barbecue. We're not tight at most of the times, but we were that night, because we were up in the north of Scotland, and we got half a dozen lobsters. Yeah. And this was when we were dead poor as well.
Proper skinned.
We got there to the barbecue and there they are with their economy burgers and really plastic sausages. Yeah. And we looked at one another and just thought, we just can't share.
No.
So we went into the backwoods, yeah, lit a little fire, boiled the lobsters, yeah, and then we went back to the tent full of liquor and bonhomie.
Yeah.
And
smelling of
lobsters. It was the worst night ever.
And it was like
the
everything.
Hangover, oh, lobster juice and soot.
And it was all down. You know how you get bits? You know, white bits stuck to you.
Yeah.
And you know when lobster juice dries, it gets really sticky. So it was all down the front of our leathers because we hadn't bothered to get out of them.
No, we've been dancing as well around the campfire as well.
And yeah. I had 350 miles to ride back to Newcastle.
Yeah.
It was minging.
Horrible. That was a crazy, crazy night.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stay.
That was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I won't back down.
I've been listening to loads of Tom Petty this summer, and it's kind of summer music, isn't it?
It is.
I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings, and I won't back down. Boom, 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 dum, dum, dum. Shall we have an email?
Yeah, oh yeah, go on.
It's from Sonia Fallows.
Oh, hi, Sonia.
Hi, guys. Why not make Cy and Dave dolls? Get them in the shop time for Christmas. That'd be great, wouldn't it, Kingy? You could have a button on the front that makes it grow. I'd love that. Can you imagine, though, if you had a doll I could grow hair at the front now?
Oh, that'd be good, that, dude.
I've got more on my face than my head.
Yeah, actually, your beard is looking pretty magnificent.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to grow. I grew it this summer, and it kind of suited me in France.
Yeah, but dude, it suits you here, It suits you here. It's nice.
Yeah, but it's funny, isn't it? The big walrus moustache. If it's not waxed, I end up eating my face. The other day, I had a croissant, My croissant was going down and half my head went with it. Honestly, it was like an inside-out Yorkshire pudding. I thought, who's put a fair ball in my croissant? Dirty people.
Dirty. Wrong. Right. Dirty.
This is the Planet Rock Podcast with Sky Talk. Choose from a range of Sky Talk packs, which include free calls to UK mobiles.
This is My Planet Rocks. My guest tonight is Meatloaf, and that's another one of your favorite songs.
Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane, right? That was the song that I played for 10 years. That's the last thing I heard before I went on stage. And I always stand and get the image of Joe Walsh play guitar.
Is it true you learned guitar playing folk music?
I did play folk music. I knew how to play, you know, like E, G, C, and F and chords on the guitar. But I didn't know anything about time. So I would sing the songs and I'd change the chords when I wanted to because I took beats. Because actors act in a rhythm. It's not in like a 4-4 time or a 3-4 time, but there is a definite rhythm to it. So I sang folk songs as an actor with my own rhythm. And I got into this rock and roll band, and I couldn't figure out why I had to change the words when I said, well, I'm not ready to change the words. They go, well, you got to. We're in time. I'm going, yeah, but I want to hold this word. They go, well, you can't. And so I had to learn how to count. So I was doing that for a little bit, and then I got into Hair on Broadway. And I was an actor in New York and did Shakespeare in the Park. And people kept wanting me to come to their class. And I kept saying, I don't have time. I'm working all the time. And there was a period of time in New York for about 3.5 years where I was rehearsing a play in the daytime or a musical and doing one at night. So anything that I went up for, I got. I was like spoiled little kid. So the first time I ever went to Hollywood was to do Rocky Horror, and the agent sent me down to read for a part. So I did, and I got back, and I said, well, when does it start? And he goes, oh, they didn't want you. I said, no, come on. No. They always want me. I'd never been turned down. He goes, no, you didn't get the part. I said, that's impossible. I've never auditioned for anything I haven't got. They're wrong.
That was a sobering moment.
It was. Yeah. So now then, if I don't get something, I always just go, well, that's their mistake. They're wrong.
Another band you've chosen is Queen. Why have you picked them then?
I picked Queen because I'm really good friends with Brian May and friends with Roger. And I was friends with Freddie, and Freddie and I had talked on several occasions about doing a duet together. And I'm sorry that didn't happen, because it would have been spectacular to sit there and sing with what I consider the best rock singer ever to live.
If it rocks, it's here.
Planet Rock. Planet Rock. Planet
Rock. I've got a baby that treats me fine. I've got a little woman wanna do it better. I need another time to keep my sunshine, baby. She's not the kind to be. What's give me breakfast in the morning, below she also makes my tea.
This is Mojo Rocks on Planet Rock with me, Phil Alexander. Our guest this evening, of course, is Jimmy Page. Jimmy, Sunshine Woman there is quite a remarkable tune, and that version is very much as it would have been heard kind of on the radio, because there are no master tapes of that version at all that exist. It's just, you know, a version that you got from somebody who had a version that they taped off the radio, which is why it sounds the way it does.
Yeah, that's the long and the short of it. It was Alex's Corner's Rhythm and Blues show. Of course, he wasn't anywhere near around, and it was for the World Service.
Yeah, yeah.
So we thought, well, that sounds good. Everyone knows what Alexis is attributed to with the, you know, the founding of the blues sort of thing, and the clubs and one thing and another. But it's a blues show. So we do You Shook Me and Can't Quit You Baby, which are two blues, and then we make one up at the end, The Sunshine Woman, because we've got a chance to do another one. We thought, well, let's just have a little bit of fun here. And it's a sort of, okay, this is the riff, 1, 2, 3, 4, and in we go. So it was made up on the spot. But the weird thing about the whole of the session is that the tapes get lost. But there is somebody, because I don't know, I mean, I'm led to believe that just one person had a recording of it off the radio. And then there were floods of bootlegs around of the show, and we actually managed to get the best sound source that there was available. It wasn't the tapes; they'd just gone into the ether.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pump it up to make it is what it is. But you know, it's literally recorded off the radio with a little microphone through the speaker somewhere or other.
Yeah,
somebody
yeah.
told me even Eastern Europe.
Right.
Well, I suppose that would fit in with the story if it's World Service.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was an interesting find.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty wild.
It is wild. And even though, obviously, we've talked about the sound quality being kind of odd in a number of ways, but equally you can still hear the power for sure.
Yeah, and there's lots of nods to the blues for Alexis to sort of, he's either going to sort of have a smile or wince. I'm not sure. I never really knew what the reaction was to it.
It's hard to imagine a band kind of doing that now, really, almost turning up as you did with Sunshine Woman and going, well, let's just make something up. Because a band would turn up and go, well, let's just do something that's going to sell us some more records,
Well, obviously, when you're going to do that, you don't actually say, oh, well, hello, engineer and producer, we're just going to make something up and see how it goes. You couldn't do that in the BBC because every second was costing. So you'd just go in and do it. No one wouldn't know because they wouldn't be that au fait with your records or what you might currently be recording. So you'd just do it and have a bit of fun, really, because... Yeah, what's life like if you don't have a bit of fun?
Danny Bowes, Life and Rock.
Ah, yes, Aerosmith. Falling in love is hard on the knees. Stop making me laugh. James is making me laugh. You shouldn't do that. Stop that immediately. now, pay attention. Come on, Daniel, get a grip. Right, here we are. Where are we? Oh, it's Planet Rock. I'm Danny Bowes, and you're hopefully still there. Right, let's have an email. Yeah, this is from Andy Bull in Sittingbourne. He sent this in mid-July. Once again, I'm so sorry, Andy, that it's taken me so long to get round to reading it out. But I do get there in the end. You know, I think I've proved that by now. Here we go. This is Andy's email. He said, I had to do a job in Rochester in Kent on Wednesday night. Of course, this is July, right? Which was always going to mean a lot of waiting around. I got the kit out of the van about 9 o'clock around the corner from Rochester Castle, only to hear status quo fire up. The job we were working on was put back until 11 when they came off stage. Okay, it doesn't say what he does, and that's annoying because I want to know, especially if you've got a van and you've got tools. Let's see, I want to know. Okay, so we don't know that, but we do know he spent the evening at the Castle Walls listening in. It was fantastic. Rick was apparently still on light duties, but they still sounded fantastic. Please play us 2,400 times or something that will fit in the show. Failing that, Dirty Love. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not playing that. Let's play the Status Quo song. We need a bit of thunder every now and again. Yeah, yeah, we get that. Great to hear you. Are you touring this year? Cheers, mate, Andy. Well, Andy, I'm not your mate, but thanks anyway. We're not touring this year, but we will be next year. Oops, I've given it away. Damn. Let's have it. This is Status Quo. 2,400 times. No, 4,500 times. I don't know. Lots of times anyway. Now, I have an email from Barry Hodge in Basingstoke. And I like this. Actually, it's no massive drama, no pain, no kind of spike sticking out of thumbs or anything like last week. This is Barry Hodge in Basingstoke, who says, "Dear Danny, I have just bought a new screen from my Triumph Bonneville. It cost me £115. My problem now is whether or not I tell my wife about my purchase. She thinks I spend way too much on my bike as it is. Oh, dear. Should I say nothing, fit the screen and hope she doesn't notice, or should I have big cojones and tell her up front? Thanks for your help, Barry." Well, Barry, I think you've got two choices here. I think you should either tell her, in which case you need to pump your cojones right up before you do it, or you should put it on hope she doesn't notice. Now, that's funny because you said that, didn't you, Barry? Yeah. If it was me, I think you'd have to face it head on and tell her. She already thinks you pay out too much for your bike, so I think what's to lose? Apart from the money and a bit of goodwill, I think she'll probably get over it. She's got over the other things you've done so far, and it is a triumph. And let's face it, you know, you don't get many more beautiful looking bikes than a Triumph Bonneville. Screen or no screen, my friend, I think you've made a very good choice, and I think you should tell her. So, Mrs. Barry, I apologise in advance for what's coming your way. Right, oh yeah, and here we have a really apt tune for you. This is Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills.
That's all for this episode of the Planet Rock Podcast with Sky Talk. And actually, this is our last podcast for the time being. Thanks for listening over the past few weeks. We've had great fun. Hope you have too. But don't forget, you can listen to Planet Rock via your DAB radio, online at planetrock.com and via our Planet Rock app. Or you can listen on your telly on Sky Channel 0110 or Virgin Channel 924. And hear from me every weekday morning on Planet Rock Breakfast. See ya.
All the best bits of Planet Rock in our weekly podcast with Sky Talk. Love to rub it on for hours? Search Sky Talk now to find a pack to suit you.